Meeting to order. If we could, does anyone, would anyone like to lead us in an opening prayer? Any volunteers? Evan, how about you lead us in a prayer? Everybody, all stand, please.
Father, we thank you for your goodness and your gracious God. We thank you for all the things you're doing in and around us and also in this community, Father. We just ask that you continue to keep your hand of guidance upon us as we make decisions and just move throughout our weeks. Father, we love you. It's in your son's name we pray. Amen.
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 Let's say the pledge to the American flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag
and the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Texas pledge. I pledge allegiance
to the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas. One state, under God, one and indivisible.
All right. It looks like we have three court members here with two being absent. Commissioner Riley and Judge Keough are out today. Do we have any citizen comments? All right. No citizen comments.
I didn't sign up for
it. Oh, go ahead and come up to state your name, and you have 3 minutes to speak.
I have something that you could read if you'd like.
Sure, if you
could. It's going to be filed today. It was about, an election issue.
Mm-hmm.
And
election issue we had in the county?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got this by a phone, and I asked her to write it up. And basically what I'll do is I'll read the fifth. Wait a minute. One, two, three. Okay. The third paragraph down. Once I did get to his category, I looked at my screen and kept looking at my screen a few times to make sure what I was seeing was correct. And that was John's name was the only one on my screen. So I checked his name and moved on, assumed at that point he too was running uncontested, and I didn't say anything. Although I was sure, I thought his wife Irene told me he indeed was running against someone, and I couldn't remember what his name was at the time. I wanted to take a picture of the screen, but we were not allowed to use our cell phones. So she had a dilemma. She saw something that didn't make sense to her. She wanted to take a picture of it. Don't know why. She doesn't know why. She didn't call the election judge, but she didn't. So she went ahead and reported it, and I gave it to Susie Harvey, the email that she sent me. And so Susie's aware of it, but just to let you know that there are some issues. Oh, by the way, when I was preparing this, my stepdaughter told me in a different precinct, actually in my precinct, 48, when she was voting, and this appears to be election day only, because I was out there for all of early voting, not one report of anything like this. But the three reports that I have, one written so far and two, one that my stepdaughter gave me, and another one that I think is from Precinct 61 from Donna McAleer. She's the precinct chair there. I think that with three of them as probables, I think it needed to be brought up.
Did you state your name?
Oh, I'm sorry. Steve Lawrence, Precinct 48.
Okay.
My apologies.
Very good. Well, thank you, Mr. Okay. Lawrence, for bringing this to us and filing the complaint.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other comments? All right. Let's move. Okay. Go ahead. Come state your name for the court, please. And you'll have 3 minutes also.
Okay. Nita Henry, Precinct 108, Chair. I would just like to ask that the court not approve the election results. They are still hand counting. We're coming up with more issues, and I don't think that that's fair to the residents to have a complete view of the election results. So I'm asking that we postpone it. I don't know what the requirements are for the Secretary of State, but I think we need to look into that and at least give us that time to meet the deadline.
Okay. Thank you very much. All right. Any other comments? All right. 7A, Susie Harvey, if you could come up.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, ma'am.
Morning, Susie. I'm asking you to consider and approve the order to canvass the returns and declare the results of the November 8th, 2022 general election.
So is there any truth to what she just said, that you are still counting?
That's just a required partial manual count. They're 21 days after the election is the deadline.
There's been enough votes to declare over the 51%, right?
It's unrelated to the canvass. The partial manual count is just a requirement for all the elections that use electronic tabulators to confirm the results.
Every election.
Right.
Right. Very good. Do we have a motion?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
All right. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
I would like to say that, by and large, I got a lot of compliments on the election process this time.
Absolutely.
The election workers, you know, working very long hours, putting in an awful lot of time and energy for the best we can pay anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, having a new system. And I think it went really well. Now, the thing I always ask you is, you know, what can we do to help you in order to get the results out, you know, sooner? And I think some of that is just a function of this was just a new process and closing down new machines and
new software.
Teaching people how
right.
it all worked. By and large, I think the public was patient. And if you consider what some of these other states are going through, you look like a miracle worker.
Yeah. I agree with the commissioner.
Well, absolutely. I'd like to say that I always vote this year. I always vote early. But this year I got so busy, and I voted at my precinct, which is 12, where my son Jamie is precinct chair. And I've always had pleasurable experience at any time I was voting, and appreciate the great job that you're doing and all the poll workers. I'd give Jamie a pat on the back. He doesn't get a lot of them from me, but they did an outstanding job out there, and they were very informative with the new process. I had the opportunity, you know, as other elected officials, to view that early, but they did an outstanding job, as I think most all locations. I didn't hear any complaints from about any of the locations. Everybody was kind and patient to get people where they needed to be. And I commend Jamie and all the poll workers for the great job that they did in this election. It seemed to be a pretty smooth process.
I agree with you.
Thank you very much, Susie.
I think, you know, my concern was for the older folks that were just barely understanding the last machines they were using.
Right.
With my in-laws and stuff, they're in their 80s. And, it was flawless. I mean, I'm sure there were some issues there, you know, those long days. But when I went to Willis down there and to Montgomery, they're just in and out, and it was a great turnout, and there was nobody griping. And, you know, I mean, it just went very, very well. The new machines worked perfectly. I worried about jams. You know, you kept hearing about jams and stuff. Man, they just fed so smoothly, and I'm like these two guys. I'm telling you, it went very well for a new system, and for the amount of voters we had turn out, it was outstanding.
Yeah,
so
outstanding job.
Thanks for what y'all did. I guarantee
absolutely.
Even Commissioner Metter was able to vote okay.
Yeah. I'm sure he moves. Did.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
And can we get a motion to adjourn?
Move.
I'll second.
Thank you.
We're adjourned.
Appreciate it.